your name and your title, please.
Hello, my name is Jim Baird. I'm a Temporary Chief Superintendent in Police Scotland. I'm Head of Emergencies, Events, Resilience Planning, and I'm the Police Tactical Commander for the incident at the Forth Road Bridge.
Okay. How are police supporting this planning?
What we have done over the weekend is we've had a number of traffic crews involved in road management and traffic management, supporting Amy, who have the lead for that. And we've also had a couple of traffic bikes out at the Higgins Nuke roundabout, where the two Kincardine bridges come together, which has been a pinch point for traffic, and to manage that. What we're doing going forward is we recognise that Monday is going to be the peak day. The new traffic plan is coming in. People will be unfamiliar with that. This is new. It's never been done before. So from that perspective, it's quite exciting. Where our focus is on making sure everybody is safe and that the traffic flows continue. What we're doing tomorrow is we're surging up the number of police officers we have on the ground. We're going from 4 double-crewed police cars to 8 to 10 double-crewed police cars focused solely on this and putting 6 bikes into it as opposed to 2. The police cars will concentrate on the traffic management, supporting Amy in that, and the police bikes will patrol the roads, the HGV, the passenger bus routes as well, to make sure they're free-flowing, and also surrounding road networks into Dunfermline, Cairnehill, Couris, in case people try and use them as rat runs and try and divert them back onto the main arterial routes. We've got increased signage about the place to try and filter people into the correct routes. The diversion routes are not that much longer because of the introduction of the priority route for buses and HGV. We're working with Fife Council and with others to make sure messaging goes out to the public to expect traffic congestion, what we're doing round about it, how they can minimise impact on themselves by working with partners, listening to messages such as this, and using public transport.
What is the advice to people then?
If you don't need to travel, don't travel. If you do need to travel, make plenty of time, to plan your journey. Anticipate delays, certainly on the Monday. Monday will start to give us experience and the public experience on what these delays are going to look like, if they're going to be particularly bad, and when the pinch points are. If you are travelling, don't travel during peak time if you can avoid it. We tend to try and avoid travelling in rush hour and a bit of period either side. I would extend that and reinforce that advice as well.